everyone. Thank you for joining SBC Leaders Podcast. I'm Kelly Keane, Global Relationship Director at SBC. SBC Leaders is a membership of preeminent operators and operator associations that was formed to provide a forum in order to share ideas, promote innovation in the sector, collaborate on major issues, and work to enhance the industry's reputation. Our next guest is Jesper Svensson, who's the CEO of Betsson Operations, a member company of SBC Leaders. Jesper began his tenure at Betsson in 2013 as managing director of Betsson.com. He quickly rose through the ranks, becoming CCO in 2015 and CEO in 2017. Whilst he's busy leading a global operation, he still finds time to talk about the business of Betsson at conferences, events, and in forums such as this, as most of our listeners will know. However, we rarely get a chance to learn about the person behind the success of this global company. His view of the industry is wide, with Betsson operating in 17 global markets with 20 brands. His knowledge of both casino and sportsbook is deep, having worked in the industry for over 15 years, and he is genuinely one of the nicest people out there. It is therefore my pleasure to welcome Jesper Svensson to the show. Hi, Jesper.
Thank you very much, Kelly. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great. I want to talk about some good news to start off this conversation. Betsson recently published their Q4 and 2020 results and saw a 30% revenue increase in Q4 over the previous year and an overall 20% increase in revenue year over year. That's a pretty incredible accomplishment given the year we've just been through. Pontus Lindwall attributed that success to the underlying strengths of Betsson as an organization, and I was hoping that maybe you can talk a little bit about those key strengths and what brought you through 2020.
I mean, 2020, challenging year in many ways, but if you look from only a business point of view, we are in the forefront of digitalization, right? So we got the push forward, and In Betsson, we have focused so much the last year on, you know, making sure we have the right people in place, worked a lot on the leadership side and culture side and so forth. And when we went into remote work, it still continued to tick really good machinery. So I will contribute our last year, number one, two and three, to the people we have in the company. That's a given. And then out of that, we have improved our product significantly over the last 2-3 years, I would say, and that is also taking effect. And in 2020 as well, we expanded. We went into new markets, so we were not holding back. And I would say it's a combination of those three, but number one is the talented people we have.
Oh, that's great. Did you find it hard to maintain culture when everybody was sort of working from home? Is it better to be back in the office now?
Yeah, well, we are still working from home. I'm in the office today because I like to go into the office. It's voluntary. It depends a little bit on where you are in the world, of course. So it is a challenge to remain culture remotely. It is. But we have done a lot of activities in order to keep it going. And in most countries, we have kept the offices open as well for the ones who wanted to come in when it was possible to come in. So I would say we have done it relatively well from that point of view. But I also look forward to getting back more into the office and be able to really get the grip on those elements again.
Yeah, I agree. You talked about growth into new markets, and I want to get to that, but I just want to ask you one quick question before that, which is kind of the opposite question. So in October, Betsson reduced its presence in the UK, right? Just down to one brand. And I'm interested in understanding sort of the strategy behind that. Is it more about preempting sort of the UK interference, or is it just about looking at other markets?
Yeah, to some degree, it's a little bit of both. But we were never really a big player in the UK market, but we had many brands over several platforms, and operational cost for that. It was not efficient enough, and it was not big enough in order to keep that running. So we had to make a more focused effort into this. At the same time as we saw great opportunities in other countries. So I would say both those sides had an impact on that decision. Now it's much more streamlined and it's easier to manage and it's more cost efficient. So we're moving forward with that at the same time as we're also eyeing up a lot of other countries.
Yeah. So on that note, shifting, it helps you to shift your focus. I guess one of the regions you're in is LATAM, and I want to talk a bit about that. The region as a whole is seeing some serious growth, and I'm guessing Betsson too is seeing growth within Latin America. So couple big deals recently. So one is you changed the Sua Posta brand to Betsson brand in Brazil, acquiring a 70% stake in Colombia's Colbet recently. And most recently, the naming rights to the Peru's top football league, to Liga One Betson, which is quite a cool deal. What's driving that push, and are we going to see more of this in the future? Are we going to see more deals like this in the future?
Yeah, for sure. We are focusing a lot on Latin America, and we see great opportunities there. It's a very solid growth in this region, and it's expected to be for many years to come. And we recently also, as well, got a license in Argentina. So we're moving forward there as well. Big markets. I mean, big continent. Brazil is a massive country and has great potential. But even countries like Peru, Colombia, and so forth, you're seeing really, really strong growth in those countries. And we have been in the region for quite some time. So in some countries we have a head start. So we're really trying to now speed those things up and keep a strong position over there.
That's great. And coming from a company heavily rooted in sports book, there's loads of sports fans, I think, in Latin America, which doesn't hurt at all.
They love sports.
Yeah.
Football is, I mean, you can say all over the world, but in Latin America, it's such a passion, right? And we see great interest. Football is number one, two, and three over there, probably four or five as well. So that is very good. And that's also why we did the deal we did in Peru with the football league there, though, because that gives us a really good exposure.
That's great. I know you have personal ties as well as you also speak Spanish. So, personally, is that an exciting move for you as well?
It is. My wife is Colombian, so I have a strong connection to Colombia at least. I wouldn't say that's the reason why we as a company is going so strongly to Latin America. That's not, but I understand the culture well. I've been a lot in many of the countries over there. I visited regularly, and you can really see that it's a continent where it happens and it develop fastly. Now, COVID has affected this part of the world severely, like the rest of the world, but I believe maybe even worse, I would say, in a continent like LATAM. But nevertheless, I think for the next 3 to 5 years, you will see a very good improvements over there, and digitalization is everywhere.
Oh, that's great. Talking about people, so and sort of people in a digital space, SBC is pretty new to the world of podcasts, and we're learning as we go. But we are not new to media and reaching sort of our audience in a digital way. So I'm curious about the Betsson Group Live podcast. I think you were the first guest on that, where it highlights jobs, various roles within Betsson, different people of all levels, actually, from entry level all the way up. I think you were the first guest on Betsson Live.
And One Betsson holds that all together. It's about the diversity. It's about keeping an open mind, being supportive, being a team player, and so forth. And that is the glue within the organization, I would say.
Why is that important? Why is sort of getting out there and putting a digital sort of message out there about what's happening at Betsson, and how's the industry responding to it?
I think we use it as a great channel for us to attract interest for us as a company. And on LinkedIn overall, We have more than, I believe, 50, almost 60,000 followers now. So we have gained, the content we have been doing have gained a lot of interest, and we get a lot of applications through this. And we have currently have more than 100 open positions. So it's an important channel for us to attract people, basically. So it's a way for us to showcase further what we are doing. And I'm just glad that people want to listen to it and that they apply to us. And we have now the last months, we have gone up to getting around 5,000-6,000 applications per month. So it's wow. It's working well.
Is it inside the industry or outside, combination of both? Or are you sort of reaching people from outside the industry?
It's mostly within the industry, but outside as well in that sense. So it's a mix, but of course a lot of the efforts we do, they are focused towards the industry or towards e-commerce or technology and so forth. But it's been a good tool for us, and it really helps our recruitment.
Okay, on a more personal level, I know you mentioned your wife. I know you're married and you have a young child. C3, 4?
Five.
Five, same yes. as mine then, same as mine. I have a question about how you find time to be with family with everything else going on, right? With all this growth we're talking about and everything that Betsson's doing.
Last year I found time. I mean, in 2020 was...
You had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. There was no other way of doing it in you know, lockdown situations and so forth, and working remotely. So from that point of view, it was really good to spend more time with family. But I think it comes down to, in the end, you have to prioritize. There's so many things, and my priority is to be with my boy. That's for sure. So I try to make time for it. That said, I work a lot. I'm always available, but with less traveling now the last year, it's definitely been a more balanced way of life, which is a real, real positive. And I also think for the years to come, it also makes you understand that you can do a lot of things remotely as well. And that in itself should allow for a little bit more time with family or friends or whatever.
Great. What do you want your son to learn about leadership from you as you spend more time and as he grows?
He has to learn to, what do you say, walk the walk. If you want people to follow you, you have to put the standard yourself. And I think that's super important, because you put a certain standard, you put in how things should be. And if you don't live up to that, then no one will follow that. So I think that's a very important message for him, that he can do by showing,
yes.
Lead by example.
Yes, that's excellent. You talked a little bit about sort of balance and not traveling so much. Are you balanced yet, or could we do with a bit more traveling at the moment, or what's the ideal situation?
You know, right now I could definitely do with a little bit more traveling. being here in Malta, it's not the biggest of countries as well, though. Although I have to say it's been good here in relative terms. Society have remained open, and the sun is shining, which is nice, and life quality is generally good. So that's fine. But of course, you miss traveling, you miss family, you miss friends, and all of that. And also from a business point of view, I'm really keen to get going, in particular to Latin America, US, and so forth, a bit more than what has been possible lately.
Great. Yeah, I agree. I think we could do with a bit more travel, maybe not as much, but these four walls are getting they're getting old, yeah. A bit. Yeah,
I agree.
When you look at sort of your leadership style or what kind of leader you want to be, what do you think is your most powerful trait at the moment?
I'm a believer, you know. I'm positive, and I think that transmits well to people around me. So in many ways I'm very opportunity focused, and people around me say at least that that is what gets them going a lot. the positivity, believing that we can do it, and so forth, even in tough situation, I never give up. So it's something around those traits that is my strongest assets, I believe.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that, even in the tough situations? Is there a few that you find defined your career or sort of put you on that, or was positivity just you were born with?
I think I've been always strong in my beliefs on, you know, getting to the next step, next level, and so forth. I always had quite good confidence in that. That grows throughout life, I would say, though, of course, and throughout success as well. When you know that you can do something, you do it another time and again and so forth. But I also have to say, I mean, regardless if you're positive, you need to be able to make the tough calls, and that's your job as a leader, and that can be very tough, and that's not always positive calls for the people involved. But if you don't do that, you will not be able to progress to the next level, either as a leader or as an organization. So just because you're positive doesn't mean that that you can't be able to really take difficult decisions.
I'm interested in knowing sort of a bit more details around that, and if there was a moment or two that defined your career, right, where it set you on a path. I think you and I go back, what, 10 years, if I want to make us feel old, although you're very young. But that you had a career in iGaming before we met and after as well. So sort of, you know, were there any sort of forks in the road where you think brought you to Betsson?
Before Betsson, just, I mean, career defining was, the first one was to enter the industry, right? And I wanted to work with the sports marketing. That was what led me into this, and that's what started all of this. And I think in my early days, in the positions I had, I managed to be promoted within those companies, and that was for various reasons. I was quite creative. You may remember that as well, and so forth, coming up with campaigns and stuff like that. That was bit borderline sometimes, but still still something that was standing out. And career defining for that is, I believe, when you get promoted, you show that you are progressing. And then that was the same when I came to Betsson as well. I started in one position. I turned that business around, and after that, it led to something else. And when that was improved, it led to something else and so forth. So I think there are many, many moments that are career defining. The most career defining, of course, is then, you know, when I got the opportunity to become CEO 3.5 years ago. That was the biggest point in my career so far.
Yeah, and before we started recording, I said this to you. I think you're one of the youngest CEOs out there for a company of your size and global scope. And you rose quite quickly from 2015 or 2013, I guess, all the way to 2017. Most people work their whole lives sort of up the ladder, right? And you're quite young, and I wouldn't say at the end of your career by any means, right? So have you thought about that? How does it feel? Do you feel young when you're with your peers, or?
No, I don't feel young. I have many in my team that are older than me. I have some that are younger than me, but I think it's age doesn't really matter. And to be fair, I'm not that young either. So I think ambition matters. I'm very, very ambitious, and I want to succeed. That is not an age thing per se by any means. But I always wanted to progress, and in the gaming space, I've been fortunate to do that. So I don't think about myself as a young leader, but thank you for saying so.
I'm going to do some research. We'll find out for sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So you've been CEO now for 3.5 or 4 years, since 2017. What surprised you the most about being CEO?
You know, you get an incredible helicopter view of the business. You get so much information from all areas, and you need that because you know you need to make the decisions based on that. And I also, it didn't surprise me, but it's also, of course, you get to understand that what you do and what you decide has a very strong impact on the organization. And that's a privilege. That's fantastic. It means that every day you feel you can make a difference. Every day you feel you can drive things forward on a large scale. And that's I wouldn't say it's a surprise. It's more you know the inspiration in many ways. I think the first surprise I perhaps had in this my first CEO position was when I was going to take a few days vacation and I was filling in you know this online form and I was like, oh, who's going to approve this?
Oh, that's great.
So the system approved it itself. That was perhaps the first surprise. But other than that, it's more that you get to learn that you can have a great impact of things, and that's a privilege.
Yes, well, to that point, and as an outsider watching Betson from the sidelines, you do have an incredible team and a sustainable brand, and I think that's a testament to the work that you've done over the last 7-8 years. So I will say that. I think from us looking outside in, you know, your impact is quite visible.
Thanks, Kelly. But it's also, I think, the most important thing as a leader is that you have to recruit a really good team. If you fail with that, you will fail yourself. And I'm very pleased with the team I have today. It was a lot of changes in the beginning. I had to do changes, but now we are a very strong team. We have worked together for a few years now, and it shows strongly in the way we're working.
I agree. All right, so we're getting close to the end here, Jesper, but I do want to ask you one final question about what's up next for Betsson and what we can expect to see from you and the team.
It's a lot of focus now to geographical expansion. We already touched on that with Latin America and so forth. We also recently went live in Africa. And in 2021, it's a big year for us because it's also the year of the US. We're entering Colorado the second part of this year. And as part of that, we are now focusing on B2B as well to a greater extent than before. So we are in the midst of building up a big B2B organization. We're going to sell our sports book, not just in the US, but globally. We are very pleased with the performance of our sports book. And that is a big thing for us for not just this year, but for many years to come.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing for you, but as well for the industry. And everyone at SBC is cheering you guys on. I'm sure you'll do great.
Thanks.
That is all the time that we have for today, unfortunately. I'm going to offer a heartfelt thank you, Jesper, for coming on to the program. Jesper Svensson, CEO of Betsson Operations. It's been a pleasure to chat to you today. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kelly. The same to you.
This is SBC Leaders Podcast, where we get to know the leaders behind the industry's biggest brands. You can watch this episode on gamblingtv.com, catch us on YouTube, or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast site. Thanks for joining.